Chapter 3, Communication.
All right. Yes, the whole universe is related, and we are all in the same family. Well, can she ever sing? On this cassette, I want to talk to you about how our thought energy affects other people. Hello, this is Bob Proctor, and this message is on communications. Effective communications is absolutely essential if you want to enjoy a truly successful life. You cannot function in a truly dynamic manner for any prolonged period of time by yourself. You require other people. There are thousands of tracks I could run on preparing this message for you on the subject of communications. Communications covers such a broad spectrum. Television, the fax, the phone. We could literally focus on thousands of different directions. I want to focus on a very narrow but important area of communications. The concept this message deals with is either not understood or ignored by most people. I'm going to suggest that few people know what I'm going to talk about. Most of us are conditioned to be very self-serving, and we must reverse that concept and build a new paradigm. If you're going to make winning a conditioned part of your nature, you must make helping other people automatic in your life. To be truly effective speaking a language, you must think in that language. A person who is fluently bilingual thinks in both languages. They're not mentally translating every word they hear from one language to another. Winners automatically think of helping other people. Now, since you think in pictures or images, the purpose of this message is to assist you in becoming more effective at transmitting images to other people, images which will help them. Look at it this way. In his philosophy on success, Napoleon Hill said, and I quote, "I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others." That is a nice idea. There are some people who will tell you that's an old-fashioned idea, and they are correct. It is much older than either of us. The truth is that the idea has always been here. It is like the lyrics in a very famous song which suggests love was here before the stars. And of course it was. And so was the law behind Napoleon Hill's suggestion that he would induce others to serve him because of his willingness to serve others. That's just another way of phrasing the law of cause and effect. Sowing and reaping, action, reaction. In almost every seminar I conduct, I make mention of the fact that money is a reward we receive for the service that we render. The beautiful truth is that everything that we receive in our life is a reward for service that we render. You can improve the quantity and the quality of rewards by improving your service. Keep that concept fresh in your mind. In fact, fix it in your subconscious mind, and you could do that by repeatedly listening to this recorded message. When that idea is fixed in your subconscious mind, you will never have to concern yourself with receiving ever again. Helping others will become automatic. You'll be locked on and locked into the universally rewarding activity of giving. How's that for a beginning? Do you like the track that I have chosen to run on? I'm sure you do. Now, to move you into a more receptive vibration, to help you become a little more subjective, I am going to ask you to listen to Michelle again. Now, as you listen, bring every speck of conscious attention that you can muster to the lyrics of her song. These lyrics have been written especially for this communication message. There is a deep meaning buried in this song. And as you listen, it is important to remember that everything is energy, and thought is energy. And you can think. I can think. We can connect. We're related. Yes, we really are. Spend much time thinking of how you are related to the universe? If you are like most people, you very likely do not. you're probably busy doing whatever you do. Because of the type of work I have chosen, I think of my relationship with the universe often, every day. In fact, it's how I spend my days. The truth of how we're related becomes more interesting and more obvious to me every day. It may be to you as well. If it hasn't, I'm sure as you invest more time and energy in this direction, you'll discover the same truths. There are certain aspects of this relationship you'll have to consider if you're going to enjoy the benefits of communication or the communication concept that I'm going to share with you. I want you to think about the lyrics from the last verse of Michelle's song. So be quiet, my love, and listen. From within, you will feel a sound. The Creator's voice is telling us air is made from the same stuff as the ground. Now think about this. So be quiet, my love, and listen. To be quiet, you must relax your mind, body. Shut down your physical senses. Get in touch with your own feelings. From within, you will feel a sound. The Creator's voice is telling us. All right, now listen closely to this beautiful truth. The sound of God evolves around the law of vibration. And on a conscious level, vibrations are referred to as feelings. By shutting down your senses and blocking out all outside distractions and being quiet, you will feel a sound. And get this, air is made from the same stuff as the ground. Air is energy. The earth is energy. Everything is energy. Thought is energy. In fact, thought is one of the most potent of all forms of energy. It's on one of the highest frequencies. Throughout recorded history, theology has constantly reminded us that everything is the expression of one power. Air is made from the same stuff as the ground, and so are you. More recently, science has proven that everything is the expression of one power. Both science and theology have cautioned us time and time again that the entire universe operates by exact law. One of the laws is the law of vibration. Do you remember the lyrics from that verse? Let's listen once again. As we study the law of vibration, we'll view other people from our heart. The whole world will be one nation. If communication will be an art, straight from our heart. Races must come together. Wasn't that beautiful? I want to refer now to the law of vibration. To do this, I'm going to ask you to go to page 110 in my book, You Were Born Rich. What I wrote there is very relevant to this particular message on communication. On 110, it says, the law of vibration accounts for the difference between mind and matter. You could say between the air and the earth, between the physical and the non-physical worlds. According to the law of vibration, we postulate that everything vibrates or moves. Nothing rests. Nothing is idle. Everything is in a constant state of motion, and therefore, there is no such thing as inertia or state of rest. From the most ethereal to the most gross form of matter, everything is in a constant state of vibration. Moving from the lowest to the highest degree of vibration, we discover there are literally millions upon millions of intervening levels or degrees. From the electron to the universe, everything is in vibratory motion. Energy is manifested in all varying degrees of vibration. Rates of vibration are called frequencies, and the higher the frequency, the more potent the force. Since thought is one of the highest forms of vibration, it is very potent in nature, and therefore it must be understood by everyone. Now, the law of vibration may be explained in many different ways, depending upon the purpose for which it is being explained. In this chapter, as in this cassette, however, it is our intention to confine our inquiry to thoughts alone. Now, I want you to think about this. All right? Now, come with me as we leave the law of vibration for a few moments, and we'll both focus our conscious attention on you and your world. I'm working with the premise that you want to cause a mega improvement in your results. To make any improvement, you must improve yourself. And you can do that by becoming a more effective communicator. Since you live simultaneously on three different planes of life, it would necessarily follow that you communicate on all three planes simultaneously. You live in a physical body. You have an intellect. And you are a perfect spiritual expression. You could say that the giant part of you is much like an iceberg. It is not visible to the human eye, which would indicate that much of our communications is on that non-physical, non-intellectual level. That is where vibration will come back into this message. The super communicators understand how to send and receive messages very effectively on all three levels. These people are always working with the law of vibration. They clearly understand that through vibration, everything is connected. The only difference in one thing and another is density or amplitude of vibration. It's as I explained from You Were Born Rich. Vibration explains the difference between mind and matter. You will recall the various levels of vibration are referred to as frequencies. There are millions of frequencies, each one having one above and one below, all of them connected. There is no line of demarcation. Frequencies come together like the colors of a rainbow. You're not able to tell where one starts and the other stops because they are all together. Now think of this. Your brain, every cell in your brain, operates on a frequency. Every person is the same. You have a mental dial in your marvelous mind which enables you to tune in on the other person's frequency. It is well to remember that the other person has exactly the same ability. I rarely pay attention to what a person is saying relative to what I feel. I'm much more interested in the vibrations I am receiving. By playing this message over and over and over again, by learning the lyrics to the song and then singing along with Michelle, you'll find yourself becoming more aware of what you are feeling. You'll become more sensitive to the vibrations around you. I have been working with this every day for over 30 years, so my sensitivity switch has a hair trigger. If I'm around you, I will tune in very quickly. Believe me, this is worth serious consideration. If you merely begin humming Michelle's tune, you'll trigger these ideas to come into your consciousness, and through repetition, you'll definitely heighten your awareness. And you'll begin to communicate on a higher dimension, one that is much more effective and most certainly more accurate and dependable. You'll become sensitive to the thousands of messages that are flying around every day, messages which you very likely have been missing in the past. This will assist you in becoming much more effective at transmitting images to other people that will help them, images that will make them feel good about themselves. When you do this, you'll be following some excellent advice that Lord Chesterfield gave to his son when he said, "My son, cause other people to like themselves just a little bit better, and I'll promise you this, they will like you very much." That's exactly where this form of effective communication begins. Listen to what Webster had to say about effective communications. I quote, "Effective, in a condition to produce desired results. Efficient, powerful." And on communications, he said, "An information means of passing from one place to another, a connecting passage." With that information, if we were to redefine our objective, you could say you want to build a connecting passage between your mind and the mind of another individual or group of individuals so that you can transmit images from your mind to theirs and from their mind to yours in a more efficient, powerful manner. We are motivated by images. When you get a beautiful picture on the screen of your mind, a smile, a happy look comes on your face. You feel good inside. Your behavior improves. This is an important point. We invented the word feeling to express our conscious awareness of vibrations. Good feelings, positive vibrations. Bad feelings, negative vibrations. Positive images on the screen of your mind cause your body to move into a healthy vibration. Remember, your body is a mass of energy and a high speed of vibration. Your thoughts set up new vibrations. All right, now listen carefully and do as I suggest. Visualize yourself in the ballroom of a large hotel. At the front of the room, there's a very large white screen. You're about to project movies or slides onto this screen. The ballroom is filled with people. There are about 700 or 800 people seated there chatting away to each other. In a projection booth high at the back of the room, there's a 35mm projector filled with slides. The slides are of the wonders of the world. The lights in the ballroom begin to dim. The chatter fades. And as Goldsmith said, the thunder of silence fills the room. In your hand is a remote control switch for the 35mm projector. With your thumb, you touch a button. An order that is not visible to your eye is instantly and silently fired off to the projector. And bingo, a slide drops in front of the light and is projected onto the large screen in the front of the room. All 700 or 800 people who are seated in that ballroom are now looking at a beautiful colored picture of the Taj Mahal. Your thumb touches the button again, and now everyone is looking at millions of tons of water rushing over the falls at Niagara. The entire screen is illuminated with an exciting nighttime color picture of Niagara Falls. My friend, there is no ballroom, no projector, no audience, no Taj Mahal or Niagara. Only words that I recorded, which are now vibrations, light messages, being sent from your tape recorder to your brain. They are picked up by your hearing sense. This light message or vibration is traveling at a ridiculous speed down a nerve passageway in your body and striking a group of cells in your brain. Cells which are already vibrating because the law of vibration decrees that nothing rests. You remember I read that from You Were Born Rich. When this particular group of cells are affected by the sound of my voice, they instantly increase in amplitude of vibration, and the images which were there in the cells in your brain fly on the screen of your mind. The images of the Taj Mahal and Niagara Falls were quietly resting in the cells of your brain. My words activated them. Images of the ballroom, the projector, and the 700 or 800 people were all in cells in your brain, even the button that you touched with your thumb. The image of it was in your brain as well. Have you any idea how many pictures are tucked away in your brain? I doubt if you could count that high. There are happy and sad pictures, pictures which will depress or excite us, pictures which will speed us up or slow us down. Pictures that will make us feel wonderful. The words you use, the words you choose to direct at the next person you meet will very likely determine the images that fly onto the screen of their marvelous mind. And that determines their vibration. I have already brought to your attention that we live on different levels. On the intellectual level, we communicate through words, gestures, and writing. Pay close attention to what I am about to do right now. I will use words that will cause images to register in your mind's eye. These images will show you how gestures are used to communicate. Visualize an elderly woman kneeling on one knee, with her arms openly outstretched. A small 2-year-old child is running towards her. They both have a broad smile on their face. Those arms are waiting to be wrapped around that small child. Outstretched arms are a gesture of love. They are saying, "Come to me. You are welcome. I want to hug you." Words are not required. The child will get the message. And of course, on an intellectual level, we also communicate through writing. A book is a picture painted with words. A good author will create a movie in their mind, and then choose the words that will hopefully activate in your mind the same picture they see in their mind. You have very likely read a book and then gone to a movie that was based on the book. Odds are you are disappointed in the movie. You were disappointed because the movie you created in your mind while reading the book was much better than the one that you viewed at the theater. You must understand, however, your imagination did not have any of the restrictions or constraints the movie maker was faced with. That's worth remembering. Your imagination has no limits, which is why Albert Einstein said the imagination is more important than knowledge. Through the aid of your imagination, you can see and hear yourself communicating in a much more effective manner with the next person you meet. You can do that right now, even though you may be alone. Mentally, you can hear the words that you will carefully choose. You can mentally see the gestures that you will use. The benefits of effective communications are certainly worthy of a respectable amount of practice. Let's take a moment right now and review. On an intellectual level, you communicate with words, gestures, and writing. The brain is where we believe the intellect to be resident. Begin to associate and view in your mind your words, gestures, and writing as light messages, vibrations, which are directed at the other person's brain. These vibrations will activate pictures in the other person's mind. Make certain your words, gestures, and writing trigger positive pictures. This is why salespeople are taught to sell benefits. Sell the sizzle and not the steak. Elmer Wheeler said, "People don't buy quarter-inch drills because they want quarter-inch drills. They buy quarter-inch drills because they want quarter-inch holes." Remember, benefits, benefits, benefits. Make the other person feel good. Create pictures in your mind of the other person enjoying more of life. Send that kind of an image to the other person. The universe will send back every speck of good. This is where the law of vibration re-enters the picture. As we study the law of vibration, we will view other people from our heart. The early Greeks referred to the universal subconscious mind, the emotional mind, as the heart. That part of the mind which connects you or me to everyone and everything. You communicate heart to heart through vibration, more commonly referred to as feelings. Make a mental note of what I am about to say. My teacher, Val van de Waal, explained this to me many years ago, and it is one of the most powerful truths I have ever learned. Words are noise. Vibration never lies. Let me repeat that. Words are noise. Vibration never lies. The seat of your emotions seems to rest in the solar plexus. That is where you pick up vibrations. You frequently refer to this as a gut feeling. When you see a tragedy, you often say it made you feel sick to your stomach. When you fall in love, where do you get that good feeling? Now, let's switch gears for a moment. How many times have you sensed something was troubling a loved one, and you asked them, "What's wrong?" And they replied, "Nothing." You knew they were not being honest with you. Something was wrong. You knew it because you felt it. Your ears heard their words, "Nothing." But heart to heart, you also picked up what they were transmitting. Vibrations never lie. Intellectually, they are saying one thing, and emotionally, they are saying the opposite. That is commonly referred to in psychiatric circles as a double binding message, and double binding messages never produce desired results. If you want to communicate effectively, you must mean what you say and say what you mean. It is not difficult to be saying one thing and thinking or being emotionally involved with something else. Understand that while your words are activating a set of positive pictures in a person's mind, your vibrations could easily be activating the opposite. When that happens, the other person's mind is in a confused state and not capable of any intelligent action. They'll feel confused and probably not know why. Think of the number of salespeople who are telling their prospects they want to help them, and at the same time, they are thinking of the commissions they are hoping to earn from the sale. These salespeople are the same ones whose income remain in the danger zone. Well, the salespeople who earn 6- and 7-figure incomes absolutely love what they do, and that love is being transmitted to those that they meet. They love helping other people benefit from the product or service that they render. Look at the great entertainers. They love sharing their talent with an appreciative audience, an audience that is receiving what they want. The positive energy moves back and forth, always expanding. That is synergy, and synergy is hot energy. The same law that applies and is used by the professional entertainer applies to you and me. When we are communicating, what we want to do is find out what the other person wants and give it to them. And remember, You must mean what you say and say what you mean. When your thoughts, words, gestures, and feelings are in sync with the other person, that is synergism. And remember, synergy is hot energy. Now, before we leave, I want to hit on some of the salient points from this message. Listen carefully. The purpose of this message was to assist you in becoming more effective at transmitting images to the other person that would help them. Effective communications is essential to enjoy a truly successful life. You cannot function in a truly dynamic manner by yourself for any prolonged period of time. You need other people. To make winning a part of your conditioned nature, you must make helping other people automatic in your life. You can induce others to serve you through your willingness to serve others. Everything you receive in life is a reward you receive for serving others. You will improve the quantity and the quality of your rewards by improving your service. Everything in the universe is related. Everything is energy. Thought is energy. You think. I can think. We connect. Listening to Michelle's song, learning the lyrics, and singing with her will have a positive effect on your consciousness. Feeling is conscious awareness of vibration. You think in pictures. On a conscious or intellectual level, you transmit those pictures to other people through words, gestures, and writing. The heart is a term that the early Greeks used when referring to the subconscious mind. On a subconscious level, you communicate heart to heart through vibration. Your feelings are transmitted to the other people through vibration. Air is made from the same stuff as the ground. Everything is energy in various states of vibration. Levels of vibration are referred to as frequencies. Both science and theology agree everything is the expression of one power, which operates in an orderly manner, more commonly referred to as law. Vibration is one of those exact laws of nature. Read the Law of Vibration on page 110 in my book, You Were Born Rich. Make sure you mean what you say, and you say what you mean. When you say one thing and are emotionally involved with the opposite, you are sending both messages to the other person. That sort of mental activity causes confusion in your mind and theirs. Those messages are called double-binding messages and will never produce desired results. When two or more people come together on the same frequency of thought, that creates synergy, and synergy is hot energy. And let's not forget the beautiful truth. The whole universe is related. We are all part of the same family.
The whole universe is related. We're all
Hi, this is Michelle Blood. I just wanted to let you know that we have a magnificent app called Magnet to Money App, which will help you achieve even greater success. It is full of content, affirmations, meditations, and so much more. Go to magnettomoneyapp.com now. Also, if you'd like to go even deeper into your consciousness and study mysticism and become enlightened, please go right now to this website, www.themysticalexperience.com.